What do you do when you pray and nothing changes? You prayed in faith. You prayed sincerely. You prayed believing God heard you. But the mountain is still there. That waiting can be one of the most difficult parts of the Christian life. Because if we're honest, unanswered prayer doesn't just test our patience, it tests our faith. Today, I want you to know this. Delay is not denial. And persistence in prayer is not a lack of faith. It is often the strongest evidence of it.
You're tuned in to Can I Get a Witness podcast, where faith gets real, scripture stays front and center, and encouragement meets everyday life. We're diving deep into the Word, from spiritual warfare and forgiveness to social struggles and finding true freedom in Christ. No topic is off limits, and no believer walks alone. So lean in, get ready, and let's strengthen your walk and brighten your life. Right here on Can I Get a Witness with Keith Contreras.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Can I Get a Witness podcast. This is Keith, and I'm really glad you're here today. We're in episode 4 of our series, Prayer That Moves Mountains. So far, we've talked about faith that moves mountains, praying with the confidence in God's will, and breaking spiritual barriers through prayer. And today, we're addressing something every believer faces at some point. Resistance when the mountain doesn't move immediately. If you've ever felt discouraged in the waiting, this message is especially for you. Let's dig into the scripture. Our scripture today comes from Luke 18, 1 through 8. So bear with me here. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Jesus tells a story of a persistent widow who repeatedly comes before a judge seeking justice. The judge eventually responds, not because of compassion, but because of her persistence. Then Jesus makes this powerful point. Shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? Jesus isn't comparing God to an unjust judge. He's contrasting them. If persistence works with an unjust judge, how much more will it matter with a loving father? This parable teaches us that God honors persistence, not impatience. Let's be clear about something right away. God does not delay answers because he is indifferent, distracted, or uncaring. Scripture shows us several reasons prayers may not be answered immediately. First, God is strengthening your faith. Faith grows under pressure. Waiting seasons stretch trust in ways instant answers never could. Second, God is preparing you for the answer. Sometimes the prayer's right, but the timing would overwhelm us if God answered too soon. Third, God is working behind the scenes. Your prayer may involve other people, circumstances, or spiritual battles you cannot see. Think of Daniel in the Old Testament. God heard his prayer immediately, but the answer was delayed due to spiritual resistance. That's in Daniel 10. Delay doesn't mean God is silent. It often means God is active in unseen ways. Persistence doesn't look dramatic. It looks faithful. It looks like praying when you feel tired. It looks like trusting God when emotions tell you to quit. It looks like continuing even when nothing seems to change. Here's the truth that we often miss. Sometimes prayer doesn't move the mountain right away, but it moves you. It strengthens your endurance. It deepens your dependence on God. It shifts your focus from outcomes to obedience. Persistence is not repeating prayers out of desperation. Persistence is returning to God out of trust. And here's something important to remember. Silence from heaven is not absence from God. God is often most active when he appears most quiet. Persistence is faith that refuses to interpret waiting as rejection. So how do you stay persistent? First, keep praying honestly. God doesn't need polished prayers. He honors honest ones. Second, thank God in advance. Gratitude keeps your heart anchored in hope. Third, remind yourself of God's character. God is faithful. God is good. God keeps his promises. And fourth, trust God's timing over your emotions. Feelings change. God's faithfulness does not. Persistence in prayer doesn't rush God. It rests in him. Here's your challenge for today. Take one prayer you've been tempted to give up on. Pray it again today, not out of frustration, but out of faith. Say this out loud. Lord, I will trust you. I still believe you're working. I will not lose heart. Persistence is not weakness. It's faith that endures. Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us today that waiting is not wasted. Strengthen our faith when answers feel delayed. Help us trust your timing, your wisdom, and your heart. Teach us to pray without losing heart and to remain faithful even when the mountain doesn't move immediately. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as always, I'm so grateful that you're spending time with me each day through these podcast episodes. Tomorrow, we'll wrap up this series with living a mountain-moving prayer life daily. Until then, stay grounded, stay in the Word, and as always, let your light shine. Can I get a witness?
Thanks for listening in today. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out on God's best work for your life. Remember, the walk of faith is a journey, not a destination. And we're here to walk it with you through every season. For more inspiration and simple biblical truth, connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Keith and Trust Ministry. Until next time, keep walking strong and shining bright.